Hey everyone, Latina Barbie here. Why did I start this podcast? Because I'm too lazy to write a book. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Well, hello there everybody. Latina Barbie here. Today, just to give you a life update. If you notice, I did not say the word quick life update because I do feel like this could be lengthy. So yes, I know it's been a couple of months that I've recorded, and every time I feel like I want to sit down and record, I feel like it's not enough. And of course, I've waited X amount of months, who knows how long it's been, that I felt it was time. So I just turned 49. Already living my best life this week, since actually last Thursday I've been celebrating. And I want to point out one, maybe two really big things that have made an impact already in my life. I made the decision for Lent. Now, when you hear Lent, what I've been hearing over other people is, oh, you're Catholic. Okay, maybe it's three things I'm going to discuss. One is religion. I go to what they call Emmanuel Faith Community Church. Some of you might know it as a Christian church, non-denominational church. Again, it all depends on who and what and how you believe, right? I found this church because I just felt at home. Nothing against other religions. I was born, brought up Catholic, even got married in a Catholic church. But there was just something about this church where it was almost more of a motivational pastor who would relay what was being said in the Bible versus every day. Like he would compare, but yet made it all come together for me, if that makes sense. It makes sense in my head, which at the end of the day, it actually, that matters. A big, huge selling point was I could bring in a cup of hot tea or hot coffee. I don't know if you've been listening to my podcast or you can go back and listen to some other episodes. There's always something about whether I'm in therapy or at Weight Watchers and now church that I get to hold something warm. It's this comfort. It almost like sensorizes my brain saying, okay, sit back, relax, and receive whatever the message is for that day. So that's one thing. And anyway, so back to, because I almost got lost right now, back to Lent. So I had a great conversation with one of my good friends, Heidi, and we both decided we were going to give up alcohol. In fact, that's not true. She gave up alcohol the day before I did. And then I said, you know what? I don't know what to give up. I know I need to give something up. I don't know what to give up. And then I was like, alcohol. Ooh, I don't know if I want to give up alcohol. I mean, how will I be when I go out? Like all these questions came into play, which only pointed to the right decision of alcohol is what I need to give up during Lent. And I struggled with it. It's weird. It's almost like, well, no, it's not almost like I was correlating me going out, having a drink equals having a good time. And what I've learned over the past several weeks was, wow, I could remember what happened the night before. I woke up every morning still at 6 o'clock to work out. Never felt a hangover or even a slight headache. I had a great time no matter where I was, no matter with who I was, and I slept great. So when Easter came around, I actually bought a bottle of red wine. And I bought one of these organic sulfate or no added sulfate. And I had a little sip of the red wine, and right away it just didn't settle well with me, so I didn't drink anymore. And I was still able to celebrate Easter. I know I'm sounding like an alcoholic, but to me it was the correlation of this equals this plus this equals this. And many times I've gone out still, had a fantastic time, and even a better time because I was more present. And that was one thing I always told my husband about when I got home was, wow, like, I had the most fantastic time. And it was so funny because I actually went to an event, a funny like sports event. And one of the ladies there was like, oh my gosh, you're not drinking? I'm like, no. She's like, you are so fun. I would love to hang out with you when you actually have a cocktail in you. And I was like, Okay. Like I felt almost like that was a compliment. Like, wow, you think I'm this much fun not drinking? Wait till you see me drink. But it's the opposite. I don't like the way I feel when I've been drinking. In fact, I went out last night and I really kind of struggled with, do I want to go out? Because these two ladies that I went out with last night, we always go out for like a happy hour or something. And I really kind of struggled. In fact, one of the ladies said, you know, are you drinking now? And I'm like, yeah, maybe I'll have a cocktail. By the time I went to the bar, I asked if they had any non-alcoholic beer, and they had my favorite brand called Athletic. And I was like, perfect. So I was still able to quote unquote participate in conversation. I know this sounds so lame, but I was still able to, you know, participate in conversation, have a great time. I didn't overeat. And that was the biggest thing for me was when I do X plus X equals a good time equals weight gain the next morning, because that was the other thing was I would always find myself snacking. And I know it's the same thing, right? Like whether I was drinking, I just, no matter what the food was around, my inhibitions went out the window and I turned to food even more so. Okay, end of story. So I don't know. Well, no, not end of story. I don't know if I will have a cocktail here or there. I could definitely have a glass of wine here or there. But right now, it's just not a big, huge deal for me. So there you go. Secondly, in the middle of all of this, my husband and I made the worst decision and watched a documentary called What the Health. Now, during the time I was watching this with him, I knew what he was thinking. He knew what I was thinking. We were like, maybe we should lay off the meat. What he doesn't know is I just had my physical in February and my cholesterol was borderline getting on the high end. And now I completely know where it's coming from. I was eating too many processed luncheon meats, shrimp, chicken, eggs. I was eating 3 eggs a day. So fast forward to this documentary. If you haven't watched it, I do recommend you do. It was great. So since then, my husband and I have started a plant-based diet. I actually should be calling it a plant-based lifestyle because I don't like the word diet. When I think of diet, people think, oh, you're on Weight Watchers diet. It's not true. It's my lifestyle, which I've incorporated everything the same. So it's no big deal to me. I've just cut out eggs. I wasn't really a dairy person. I've cut out a lot of cheese, processed foods, maybe here and there. But I haven't had eggs in over a month. So I guess I'm saving $6 a carton. And everybody says, well, what about your protein? I'm still getting about 50 to 70 grams of protein. It's just plant-based or pea-based protein. So there's that. But I'm not only plant-based, I'm plant-based. So there's a difference. I will enjoy some meat here and there. I just choose not to have meat as often as I was. Maybe that's what I should be calling it, like a not as often, you know, meat eater. Anyway, so I've been doing really well. My husband has dropped like 10 pounds in 30 days. It's been crazy. So, and believe me, he still sneaks in a bag of Doritos here and there. So, whatever, he's a guy. The other thing also is, I don't know what else I wanted to talk about. My weight has been fluctuating. It's nothing bad. It's just been within the next, you know, 3 to 4 pounds. I'm still working out. I started this exercise, Caroline Gervin. She's on YouTube, free content, great workouts. I've been consistently waking up every morning to do her workout. Gearing up for the next 2 weeks, I will be on the East Coast. So, you know, I'm doing trickery, which means I've been taking a sleeping pill around 6:30, asleep before 8, and up at 4:30. I literally have like 3 more nights to do this, and then it's go time. Because working out is important to me because I need to feel and just really feel my best about my workouts and about me physically. My hair keeps getting shorter and shorter and shorter. I get a hair up my ass and I just want to change. So I just keep cutting an inch off here, an inch off there, and now it's super short. I love it. Gosh, I wish I would have made a list of all the things that I wanted to talk about just because your girl has kind of forgotten already. I know it's this brain. I think last time I was talking also about menopause. So I've still been taking black cohosh, And I'm getting a night sweat, I feel like maybe once or twice a week now. It's really no hot flashes during the day. And I'm going to blame the black cohosh on it, like in a good way. Reason being is I had started another pill regimen, taking this pill called Menocare, M-E-N-O-C-A-R-E. I took it for 2 months straight, all the great things about it, but I couldn't get it again because it was out of stock. So I continued taking the black cohosh, and I have still yet to have everything come back full swing. So I think I'm just going to continue with the black cohosh. I will say that since I started plant-based, I've not only been continuing taking my omega-3s and my D3 for sun, but I started a B12 just because I feel like I need a little pep in my step, and I haven't been drinking as much coffee as I normally have. So that will come in the mail today. We'll see how that works. But so for those of you who don't know, I did get a tummy tuck and some lipo done on the sides back in July. And slowly, as you all know, I was struggling with my, I don't know why the word identity comes to mind, but physically looking at myself in the mirror and seeing the differences and knowing that I can wear certain clothing that I wasn't more confident last time before my tummy tuck. So I bought these little crop shirts. They're not really crop. They're the ones that are like trending right now that go to the waist. So my girlfriend and I have been taking dance class, and for the first time I wore one. I still have yet to do the tucked in yet, but I guess that's the closest I'll come to it. So there's that. What else has been going on? So I have a couple trips coming up. This is funny. So one of my good girlfriends invited me to go to Cabo San Lucas in June. Now, it happened to be the same week that those four individuals had crossed the border, and there was that whole thing about the plastic surgery, and two of them, I think, were killed. So it was all in the same week. And if you know anything about my husband, I was super nervous about telling him that I was going to go to Cabo San Lucas in June. And it wasn't like I was asking him. Like, we had already, my girlfriend and I already decided the dates. We're flying in, flying out of LAX, and then we'll fly home separately. I'll go to San Diego and she'll go back up to LA. So I'm like laying on the couch, and I don't know whether you're a male, female, married, but you know, like when you have to have this conversation with somebody, you know, you're like gearing up for it. And you know that the minute you just get it off your chest, everything will be fine. Either it will end up in an argument, or you're going to be like, oh, that wasn't so bad. 9 times out of 10 for me, it's like, oh, that wasn't so bad. It's like I work myself up over this. So I'm laying there on the couch, and I literally cooked my husband dinner, which I do from now and then. And I said, hey, there's a couple of things going on in June. But I prefaced this conversation with, hey, do you want to go to Vegas over Memorial Weekend? Because I knew if I kind of sandwiched all of this into this one trip, he would kind of just go, yeah. So I said, okay, cool. I said, let's go to Vegas and Memorial Weekend. I go, oh, and by the way, me and my friend are going to go to Cabo San Lucas like a Thursday to Tuesday, and then I'll be home for a couple days, and then you and I are headed to Puerto Rico. And he was like, okay. He's like, one question. He had one question for me telling him I was going to be going south of the border. Now, the reason I'm saying or bringing so much light to this or darkness to this is because people are getting kidnapped, killed, whatever, but you hear the word Mexico and you think all of Mexico, and that's not true. So this resort we're going to, it's Hard Rock Hotel. It's all inclusive. We will literally fly in, get to the resort, and never leave the resort for 5 days. There's nothing to, like, why would you leave it, right? And then fly out. His only question to me after I told him this was, so am I picking you up from the airport? I was like, yes. End of story. I text messaged my friend and I'm like, dude, it's like he wants me to get kidnapped or something. Like, he had no worries or anything like that. I mean, at least show some type of concern, but it went smoothly and it's done. That's it. So yeah. So I did book our trip to Puerto Rico. This is the third attempt. If you listen to my podcast last year, let's say probably May, you'll know that we had plans to go to Puerto Rico. My husband ended up in the ER literally the night before. And the time before that, we had reservations ready to go. I think that was like 5 years ago. And then the hurricane happened in Puerto Rico, so we didn't go that time either. Third time's a charm. I'm teaching him how to breathe so his AFib does not come back because he ended up having to get a cardioversion as a result. I know I'm an asshole for being all like selfish and like, why aren't we going to Puerto Rico? But I understand it was a health reason. Okay, I get it. So there's that. Work is going good. It's status quo. Nothing to report there. Family life is good. I got to see my nieces and nephews pretty regularly on the last two Sundays, which have been amazing because I don't see my little brother or my sister-in-law. It's not like I don't. I just haven't. Just way too much shit. So, but that doesn't matter between me and my nieces and nephews, who I love dearly. So I've been celebrating a lot. I had a birthday party last Saturday, and it was pretty amazing. And I say this because this is the second party that I think I've had or thrown. One of my first parties I remember was at my apartment in Sherman Oaks. And this was like, gosh, almost, I guess 20 years ago. And I always have this thing about throwing birthday parties, like, who's gonna come to my party? And I was overwhelmed with the friends that I have and how much I mean to them and how much they mean to me, really, because they're the best friends. And it's so great because I have a single relationship with each one of them. There's always these like underlying foundational friendship blocks is what I call them. And I just had the best birthday. Giancarlo was there the whole time. And it was fun. If you follow me on Instagram or Facebook, you can look me up. And especially Latina Barbie on Instagram, you can look at some pictures. So all in all, it's really good. I've been just kind of sort of keeping an eye on my mom and dad again. And I wasn't really going to talk about this part, but I guess I'll just mention this just so you see perspective in how short life is or how long life is. It was weird. Last Friday, my girlfriend and I, who we were having the party together, she came over, and as we're pulling out of my driveway, my next door neighbor's sitting there. His name is Fidel, and he's just sitting there. And it was so funny about him sitting there. I wouldn't make a thing about it before, was that he just started sitting there again. Like when Giancarlo and I first moved into our house, like almost 10 years ago, he was out there every single day. He would just have his chair out there, and he even brought in our trash bins every day, every week. And I just found it kind of weird. I'm like, oh, he's sitting out there again. Like it was maybe two or three times that week, last week he was sitting out there. And I just remember pulling out of my driveway, waving to him and telling my friend Heidi about him. And I was like, oh yeah, Heidi, that's Fidel. He's like this cool cat. I don't even know where that came from, but he just had this swagger. He was like the older, the grandfather, the family that lives next to me. It's like three generations live there. It's a huge Mexican family. And Fidel is obviously the grandfather. And he was sitting out there. So, I give him the peace sign, I say hello. I'm always excited to say hi to him because he's just cool. And then Saturday morning, I get back from Weight Watchers and I'm hearing some like ruckus outside. And I see a sheriff's truck, SUV, in front of Fidel's house. And then I saw the fire truck pull up and I was like, ooh, wonder what's going on. And it's so funny because the first thing I thought about of all things was like domestic violence or something. And I was just like, maybe secretly I was hoping that, I don't know. And then the fire truck left and the sheriff stayed there. And then I went about my day. I was running errands. And then I had gone to tea with my bestie and her mom. So the four of us had, and my mom. And so the four of us had gone to like this grand tea room. And I get a text message from my other neighbor who was like, hey, I noticed the sheriffs were in front of Fidel's house. I hope he didn't pass. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, of course he didn't pass. I just saw him yesterday. Do I need to tell you the rest? I pulled up into the driveway after the tea, and I just had to like come into the house real quick and change because I had to go back out because my party was going to start like within an hour and a half. And I get out of the car and I kind of like walk over the neighbors, not to the front yard, but like to the side yard, which is what we share. And I could hear my neighbor crying. It was Fidel's daughter, Chella. and her son was outside. There was much more cars, and the sheriff's truck had left. And I said, "Oh," I go, "Hey," I go, "I noticed there was a sheriff's truck and the grandson," and I can't remember, I don't even know his name. And he came out and he was like, "Yeah," he's like, "Fidel, my grandpa," he's like, "he passed this morning." And then he said, "Yeah," he's like, "I know, I can't remember if he said, yeah, I know he meant a lot to you, or I know you meant a lot to him or something, but I just saw him like the day before." And he's just this, like, you know, I call him a fixture because he was a fixture since we moved here. And he was our neighbor. And it was like, you know, we would see him walking, and he shuffled is what it was. Like, he wasn't like a really good walker. He would just shuffle as you would, but he shuffled fast. And, I mean, just not even 24 hours before. So like waving goodbye to him was like, you know, I guess you just never know when it's the last time. And that Friday night, it was the last time that I saw my neighbor. So, and what was so heart-wrenching was, like, I could hear Chella, his daughter, crying, you know. I'm telling you, it just puts everything in perspective, because you just never know. And I'm sure, if you're listening to this, I'm sure you've lost somebody. Speaking of which, I have a really good childhood friend who lost her dad. And the day that I found out she lost her dad was the same day I was going to a friend that I've known since kindergarten. She had lost her mom in November, and they were having the memorial that evening. So it was like a double whammy. And you know, these are parents that I've grown up with. I remember fifth grade hanging out with my friend Gina's mom, like, and then seeing her over the years, and it's the same, you know, connection all the time. My other friend's dad was really close. Well, I can't say really close, but growing up a long time ago, close to my dad. My mom and my dad and I went to the services, and at the reception, you know, my friend even mentioned my dad's name. And that just, it's like finite, if that's a, I think that's a word, finite, where it's like just final. And we just have to keep going. Speaking of which, it's funny. So I had lunch with some friends a couple weeks ago, and if you know my story, you know about my husband 7 years ago, I think now. In fact, it'll be 7 years in 7 days on April 27th. My husband had open heart surgery. And it's so funny because we had gone, he at that time was going to a Catholic church. And I went with him on that Sunday because I was like, I need to pray for my husband and make sure he's okay because he's having surgery that Wednesday. And I know I've said this before, and excuse me or fast forward, but I think it's always worth mentioning again. When I prayed that day, I did tell Jesus that he's not, Giancarlo's not mine, and whatever was going to happen that Wednesday, I would have to accept. And it was a very matter of fact, like when you hand something over to Jesus, it kind of lifts. And I think what people have a hard time is accepting, because we always want what we can't have. And I've really tried hard just to accept the things that are happening around me, and that the only thing I could control is how I react, how I want to live through a certain situation, whether it's uncomfortable or comfortable, really. Because a lot of people always talk about the bad situations, but there's a lot of great situations that we live through without thinking twice about it. So why can't we live through these bad situations without thinking twice about it? Ooh. I think that's a Latina Barbie lesson for the day. But Anyways, I made the comment to my friends. I was like, you know, if anything happens to anybody in my life, I'm just going to have to accept it. Like, that's how Jesus wants it. And there's nothing you can do. And that was the biggest thing for me, is there is nothing you can do about anything. And it's true. And one of my friends was looking at me like snickering, and she was like, and she's not a believer, so I can understand her standpoint. And she said, mentioned afterwards or something like that, just saying, oh, I just love your coping mechanism. She's being sarcastic. And she was like, yeah, your coping mechanism of just being like, I can't even remember what she said, but it was along the lines of like denial or something like that. And I think that is the difference between somebody who believes and somebody who doesn't. Like, the people who believe, we have to learn to accept the things that come our way, good and bad, but, or pray about it and know that time, and I don't even feel that time heals. I think memories heal. Versus a non-believer who has nothing to chalk it up to, if that's the word, chalk it up, I don't know. But the people who feel that it's more of a methodical way of handling and dealing with things, like there's a step process to, you can go right to accepting and moving forward without that situation, without that loved one, without whatever it is. I did not think I was going to talk about this because I didn't even have it on the top of my head, but here we are. So please let me know if this makes sense to you, between anybody that is out there. That's just how I have to live my life, because that brings me peace. And if you call it denying, or you call it living obliviously or whatever, so be it. I have my relationship with Jesus and it's like a direct line. So hand this shit over. Yeah, I mean, a lot of that comes into play when you feel like you're having a bad day, and, or if somebody comes to me and says, oh, I'm having such a bad day. I'm like, really? A bad day, you say? Were you diagnosed with cancer? Did you lose a loved one? That's a bad day. Not a bad day at work. Not, I got in a fight with my loved one. It's not a bad day. Wow, here I'm trying to give you guys an update and all that. So anyways, I literally forgot the third thing I was talking about, other than I think that's it. I think I'm going to cut it now. I'll give you my life lesson. And I think I already forgot my life lesson. But like I've said before, I'm really just trying to be present. It's hard. It really is hard just to be present in that moment without trying to think five steps ahead, because that's in my nature. Because those five steps ahead, step one can change in a heartbeat, and then the other four don't matter. So I've just wasted my time. Maybe that's what my life lesson should be, right? Maybe it should just be, you know, think of the present. And I'll leave you with this. And I know I've said this before, but now this comes to mind. And I have a life lesson. If you guys have already been listening to me earlier, maybe 10, 15 minutes ago, I gave a good one. But my life lesson for you is, and it's a quote from this book. Is it How to Be a Smartass, or How to Be a Rock? It's one of those, like, it's a yellow book. I forgot what it's called. But there's a great quote in there that I love, and it says, people who worry about the past suffer depression. People who worry about the future suffer anxiety. And I think that quote right there is something I've been trying to work on this year. because I can't change the past. I can't change what's coming. It's already written. If you're a believer, it's already written, right? You just have to look out there and accept the situations, accept opportunities. Because I really do feel like everything that comes our way that we feel we cannot handle, to think of it as an opportunity to show that you can, to show yourself that you can. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I'm Latina Barbie. Don't forget to subscribe and have the most wonderful day that you all deserve. Mwah.